You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz. Wayne.
Hey, Bruce, how are you today?
Doing good, doing good.
Good to see everybody. I tell you, it's an exciting day today.
Why is that?
Well, I'm excited for the topic. And Bruce, you know, we all read and I hear from family members, friends, all the things that are going on from my church, you know, pray for the Afghani people, pray for COVID, pray for all these variants, all the lockdowns that are starting to happen again, and all this seems like a day can be filled with utter chaos. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you as a result of that, and we kind of talked about it, is you're an educated, degreed counselor. And you've counseled all your life in some pretty heavy things, both just personal lives and, well, personal lives, yes, but I mean like criminal stuff too. So you have a vast background in counseling. And I guess I'd like to ask you as a counselor, because I've always thought, well, counseling is kind of like coaching, because that's what I got a lot out of our counseling. I mean, which was really powerful for me. But counseling is much more than that. I mean, you have to be really well-read, well-versed to approach some of this stuff that's going on today that is seriously bothering some people and causing some life changes, causing some personality changes, causing some things to bubble to the top, so to speak. I don't know, but man, it can be scary, or we can welcome it and do something about it. So I guess what I'm excited about is to have the legend in counseling, Bruce Cameron, to kind of approach some of this stuff. I think our listeners would really benefit from this at this time.
Well, you know, thanks for the kind words. You know, I've been around a bit and have a lot of different trainings, degrees, licenses, and experience to be sure. The first thing I'd want to do is really continue to draw that distinction between counseling and coaching. The counseling license that I hold requires education, you know, obviously at the post-baccalaureate level. Most folks have a master's, some have PhDs actually, and part of that training and curricula there's a lot of clinical things, a lot of clinical aspects to counseling, because you have to be able to assess and diagnose a lot of different aspects of mental illness. So in some respects, a licensed professional counselor can do psychological or intellectual assessments, some types of personality assessments. I do a lot of risk assessments, vocational assessments. And so in that sphere, the counselor and the psychologist look a lot alike because they're both trained in assessment and diagnosis. But the counselor kind of jumps off the path or takes an exit on the freeway, typically with the lesser of the mentally ill. Okay, in that obviously you can't benefit from counseling if you're floridly psychotic or schizophrenic, really. You can't do too much counseling. Or somebody that's in a very demented state or, you know, a very disordered state. So obviously some of those more clinical populations, some of the more aggravated bipolar people, right, that are so manic, you can't even, when they're in the manic phase, they look like they're crazy. They think they're Jesus Christ. they're handing condoms out to the homeless. I mean, they're doing all kinds of stuff, right? And so you had to, again, that's not a real big counseling venue. Is that is more of a emergency room, psychologist, psychiatrist thing. So anyway, with that said, right? So there are some distinct differences between counseling and coaching, right? So counseling and psychologists have a similar intersection in their Venn diagrams, and then coaches and counselors have a intersection in that Venn diagram, right? Because we talk to people, we meet with people, we listen to people, we ask our clients good questions. But with counseling, I think we're doing it a little bit through a lens of some sort of psychopathology or something's wrong.
Yeah.
In coaching, we don't really think anything is wrong. We're just helping the person get to the obtain their goals, right? And so, and oftentimes with counseling, we're the ones setting the goals because they're maybe off track in a lot of ways, and we help set those goals. We don't coerce our clients into doing things, but just, you know, but you go to the counselor's office with a problem and we work on that problem.
I got you.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most well-stated description of each of those levels. And, but you know, today, don't you think that today that some of the things are actually leaning a little bit more towards your degreed experience than just counseling? I mean, there's some pretty heavy, you know, you read about here, suicide rate going up so much, even in school kids, guys returning from military and women returning from the military service. And there's a lot of suicide. It's kind of risen up higher since these lockdowns and
pandemic stuff.
Yeah, the pandemic. So that's where I kind of, you know, in my prayers, I always pray about that kind of stuff. But I wonder from a psychologist level, mm-hmm. what's going on?
It could be a lot of things that are going on. And again, you need to assess the level of depression that's going on. Is this kind of a acute, it's kind of a new phenomenon, rapid onset? There's this diagnosis called adjustment disorder, right? And a lot of people had that. They, oh my God, I used to have an office, now I'm working from home, right? I used to see people, now I don't see people. I used to fly on airplanes, now I don't fly on airplanes. I used to have toilet paper. Now I'm wiping my ass with my hand. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm one of those people. I used to fly over 100,000 miles a year. And last year I flew maybe zip.
Right.
And so are there some things that someone can do on their own with guidance to accept those things and to move on and to still have a good solid life?
Absolutely. I think if you have some things that are non-negotiables, that can really help. And I know a lot of people of faith, of different faiths or faith, Christian faith, if they can have a routine that, you know, look, you still wake up, you still read scripture, you're still praying, then can you reach out to another human being, your husband, your wife, a close friend, a sponsor, anybody, a mentor? Can you have that human interaction? Okay. If you can just build in some of, can you eat okay? Can you just eat decent food? You know, don't self-medicate and go crazy on one way, or don't starve yourself. Can you eat okay? Can you sleep at least 6 hours? Can you just try to sleep and not have anxiety and worry for 6 hours? So if you kind of build in eating, sleeping, prayer, food, and some modicum of exercise, could you at least walk around the block? Hey man, could you at least walk around here? I could do some chair dips here, you know, with my tricep. Yeah. Could you at least do that? And so you try to build in some things that'll just kind of naturally counteract depression. Then you look at the thinking, right? Then you look at the negative thinking, and that's, you know, like what's going on in the world today. you know, with this country, with Afghanistan. I mean, you look at that and you dwell on that. I don't even listen. And I used to be, I don't want to go in here, but I'll listen to Fox News, Patriot Radio, and I'll listen to Fox Business. And man, I mean, unless they're talking about the stock market, I can't stand it for more 10 or 15 minutes because I hurt for those people. It scares the hell out of me, number two. No, you know, because they do sell fear a little bit on those networks, even though it's a conservative network. They're selling fear, man. You know, it's bad when they still want you to buy gold and silver.
Yes, but seriously, yes, I know.
Woo! Anyway, but gold and silver. Huh? How about that? So anyhow, but right. So if you try to take on something mentally that you can't control, that's going to drive you crazy. It'll drive you crazy one way or another, right? And so sometimes it's with that depression when you take the anger or whatever inward, then that's going to be more of a depressive stance. And so the last frontier is we're looking at people's thinking, right? Are they filling themselves with pathological thoughts? Now, that's another similarity with coaching, right? Because we talk about negative self-talk, right? Get rid of that negative self. And you as a sales trainer, you're telling your students and your trainees, man, you know, here's how you overcome the resistance. Here's how you do. Here's what you say here. Here's what you say there. So your salespeople have a sense of efficacy and they know how to respond in a sales stress situation. So what we do with counseling is we try to teach coping skills for mental situations, right? Just like you teach coping skills for sales situations, right? It's very similar. And you can apply them. I mean, Wayne, I am absolutely convinced the things that you teach and model to your folks that you've done over years, I guarantee there's an application. Just, you know, like Zig Ziglar or you, or you know what I mean? Like all that really does cross over into the psychological world.
You know, I come from a long time ago, so I remember Paul Harvey and all those good things. And back then he was talking about a radio station that was good news. They only talked about good news, and they didn't last very long because people aren't interested in good news. They want to hear bad news. You know, it's like, have you ever gone to a fight and saw a hockey match break out? You know, that's an old saying in Canada, because they always, you go there, you kind of watch for somebody to get slammed up against the glass. We watch football to see somebody get knocked down. And boy, you talk about in the news for 2 weeks as if somebody breaks a bone.
Right.
And alive and they're out. Well, we talk about that person a lot. Bad news.
Right.
But we had an ice call today, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The company, there's always an ice call, and it's communication and education.
Immigration.
Yeah, something like that. They wanted me to say something on there this morning about the basics again, because really we always want to come back to the basics. Just like you said, in your life, if you're faithful, you want to read scripture, you want to walk around the block if you can, you want to do those normal things that you do, because the world's not, kind of sometimes doesn't seem normal. But so this girl posted this morning. Okay. So, I mean, it was like, boom. You ever just wake up, there's something that's right there. You don't even have to figure it out. This girl posted, said, I had a rough beginning in the month from being sick. But thank you, Jesus, for such a great past few days.
Amen.
Had a set on Thursday, Friday, a personal, and 1, 2, 3, 4 after that from yesterday. It just said, very thankful, but just shows, don't let a rough beginning deter you. Before Thursday, I only had cooked 2 total for the month from being out sick. You never know what the next week may bring. Keep pushing and keep believing the next one is the one. And isn't that powerful?
Yeah, we talked about that last week with perseverance.
But there's real life perseverance.
No, right there. I mean,
that's not me talking. That's not you talking. That's somebody that lives in Florida where COVID's on the big rise. Mm-hmm. And that was their Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's amazing. Anyway, positive things bring positive results.
Man, that's so true.
You notice that? Matter of fact, I'll tell you what it did. I read that this morning, and look at how I'm dressed today.
I saw it.
This is me, and we can all let certain things slip. And we've got to every day, we got to get up, we got to dress up, and we got to show up. Mm-hmm. That makes a big, big deal. Look it over. Bruce just changed his hair. But I mean, seriously, but Bruce, that's your outfit every day. That's your office. You're supposed to be like that. But in my business, I've always believed in, I have fun on a show like I did. I would dress casual with a polo shirt on. But we used to go back and see people the next day. And the next day I wore a suit.
Yeah.
Because I was there on business. And it just is a huge difference. So it puts you, your mindset.
Oh, yeah. No, I wore a suit every day, 23 years with the government. You know, I thought I was going to be buried in a damn suit. So, I mean, I lived longer than my retirement date from the government. But yeah, no, I totally.
Oh, I love that.
Those are the facts. You can't change the facts. Still kicking. So, you know, get up there, show up. So I got something for you. How do I say that? So a dear friend of mine, senior vice president of, let's say, an armored car company. So he's recruiting all over the place. And he was saying how frustrated he is because a lot of these Generation Z people will be like, well, you know, I might like a job with you guys. Now, I'm on a rowing team on Wednesdays. So I need to leave the office by about 3:30 to row with my friends. I'm going to say Town Lake, Austin. I'm just going to throw Austin underneath the bus. I shouldn't do that. Could be anywhere. Brazos River. Anyway. So I'll take this job, but under the condition of can I still row on Wednesday? Now, hold on a minute. Now, let's talk about vacation. Now, how many weeks of paid vacation do I get? Okay. I see. Now, do y'all donate anything to whales or anything? Some sort of a social call. I mean, and this guy's worn out. He's like, man, back in my day, you were lucky to be sitting in front of me, you know? And yep. Now he's having to answer these questions. It's just driving him nuts, you know? And anyway, I think he needed more counseling than the Gen Zs he's interviewing.
Sounds like that old boy never... It sounds like that old boy never had to buck bales for a penny a bale.
I was at Mr. Gaddy's Pizza bussing tables. That was my bale of hay there.
We all have our bales of hay. We're supposed to.
Now, you'd be proud of me because I had a bus cart, and I would use the large pizza pans to make the walls higher. Because I was so damn lazy. And so I'd put more crap in it, and then I'd use more pizza pans. And I'd have this thing about 6 feet tall. I could just drag that thing back into the kitchen for the dishwasher. Woo! Man, seems like yesterday. Boy, it was a simpler time, too, let me tell you.
Well, today we can have simple times if we put our mind to it.
Individually, we
can, but... there was a barber shop in my neighborhood, and I know we're going off track here. Probably I don't even know where we're supposed to go now. But when I was a young kid, I mean a kid, we had a barber shop, and we actually used to get haircuts a lot. But right across, it was a two or three chair barber shop, and it was knotty pine. It was all knotty pine on the walls, and right across from one of the chairs I'd sit would be a little wooden plaque on the wall, and it had a picture of a hobo. And he had a stick, and he had that little, you know, handkerchief with his clothes in it or whatever those famous pictures were. But on there, the inscription said, "Yes, the world owes you a living." And today, everyone still believes that. Matter of fact, believe it more and more and more. What they forget to read is the next line, which says, but you have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the world does owe us all a living, but we have to work for it.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln's brother wrote him a letter and said, dear brother Abe, I've fallen on some hard times. Can you send me $5? Now, it wasn't $5, but can you send me a little money? Abe wrote him back, and this is true. You can read about Abe and find this out. He wrote him back, and he said, dear brother, my advice to you is to go get a job. See, we have to work for it.
Yeah, we got
to. That's where we miss it. But those that want to work, and we have, you know, for everyone that doesn't, we've got a whole bunch that do. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But those that want to do something, they can do it. Just like that young lady wrote this morning. She got that extra work in.
Right.
So.
Right. And, you know, for the coaches and counselors and others in private practice, that's why you have to continue with your fundamentals and be consistent, because you're going to have, you know, up times and down times. But if you're practicing the fundamentals consistently, more than likely what you put in, you'll get something back out. I had some folks that I coached this week, believe it or not, small business, two individuals. Hopefully I'm still here, right? Can you see me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, these people are killing me. Anyway, but and I said, look, for what they wanted to do, they need to. I suggested that they join the Chamber of Commerce. It'll get them in front of their customer group real quickly. And once you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, let's say I don't know you. Okay. I don't know you. So me and you meet at the Chamber of Commerce function, like I wanted us to do at that Marriott, but we never did. Anyway, but because we're too busy. That's because we're anyway. Hey Wayne, you know, I'm Bruce. I met you the other night at the Chamber of Commerce function. You're gonna pretty much say, hey Bruce, what's going on? Well, hey man, look. Can I send you an email and kind of explains what I do for businesses like yourself? Now, look, if it doesn't work for you, that's great. But if you could pass it on or think about us with some of your clients, right, that'd be great. And you're pretty much going to say what? Sure.
Absolutely. We all like to help each other.
Right. Because I know. And look, I know that you sell what you sell, Wayne. And if I know anybody who wants to, you know, get with that, I'm definitely going to refer to you, because that's why we're in the Chamber of Commerce. Right. We're here to help each other. And so the thing I liked about that. Now, I was in the Chamber of Commerce. Oh, my gosh. I was the only counselor. I was the only mental health counselor in the Southlake Chamber of Commerce in 2003, 2004. It was amazing. Right. And people looked at me like, why would you do that? I'm like, well, because I'm running a small business. And they looked at me. And of course, man, once I got to the meetings, they loved me. I mean, I had, you know, I had always had a big round top of people, you know, wanting to collaborate and chew the fat with me and stuff like that. But anyhow, so that's what I like about these associations or these societies, is that I can approach you because you and I are a fellow member. So I mean, I'm a member, but now I'm a member of the Texas Criminal Defense Lawyers Association as an expert witness. I earned that designation, and they let me in. I'm a member of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. And I do some criminal consulting, as you know, but because I was a former federal law enforcement officer, they let me in as an expert. So guess what? I can go to these meetings. I can hand out cards. I can be a presenter. I can be a vendor. And next thing you know, right, you practice those principles, your business is going to pick up. And I like that, because I'm not like you, Wayne. I don't really, I mean, I can handle rejection, you know, I really can. I'm used to it, but I don't like handling rejection. Oh,
nobody. Oh,
man. You can sell ice to an Eskimo. I don't know.
No, sir. Listen, there's been times I've been lower. I could walk under a caterpillar with a top hat on. But you know what I did? And Bruce, listen, I would encourage you. This is a great thing that you just said. You know, whenever you're doing something, something will happen. Get involved in your community. Now it's never been a better time. I was a member of a Rotary Club.
Yep.
And on that club back then, you had to be there every Monday. If you missed too many, you were not a member anymore. I mean, because so you have lunch, you know, every Monday, and I got to do a presentation. You know, they did the round. Everybody had to talk about their business. But my goodness gracious, you talk about making friends in good places. And that helped me personally and in business both. And you've got to get involved with your community. You've got to have that give back attitude. We had I had a product that was a health product. I mean, we fried everything with not a drop of grease, oil, or flour. So we talked about good health. But guess how we raised money in the Rotary Club once a year? We had a big chicken fry. And I mean, it was fried chicken. And there I was frying chicken back in the kitchen and serving it up because it was for the community. It was to raise money. So get involved. You have so much fun. Mm-hmm. So much fun. And today, even if you know, Rotary Clubs, Chamber of Commerce meetings, all this, a lot of times they're on Zoom. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, because maybe they can't meet in person depending on where you live. But heck fire. You know, welcome the Zoom world. Welcome the Zoom world. I've met with people in my company that I've seen at international and local rallies because I'd always attend all of them. And I mean, from Australia to Africa, to UK to here. And when we went on Zoom because of the pandemic, some of it was a benefit because I got to know people better. Because you're more intimate. Now I'm talking to them on Zoom and I have time to watch them and talk to them. Well, I wouldn't be able to do that at a large gathering where there's 500 plus people. You know, right. you can't visit with everybody. So the Zoom world, welcome it, embrace it, and do something with it. Don't sit back and wonder why and I can't do this. That girl that I'm going to come back to her as often as I can in this call, she said that those were virtual sales and virtual shows.
Wow.
Those were not in person. Eyeball, belly button to belly button. Those were online. Hi. Now that's something. That's embracing what's happening. You know, guys, what church do you go to? So, man, I go to the church of what's happening now. And that's what we have to do in the world today. We've got to do what's happening now. Embrace it.
Yeah. No, I think that's... You're spot on. I mean, I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face, but I had to resort to the Zoom sessions, electronic sessions, Zoom sessions, telephone sessions, a variety of different electronic payments, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, you know, and kind of get with what's now. You had to roll with the punches. You don't have to roll with the punches, but you need to roll with them if you're going to stay relevant and stay active. So you're spot on there. And actually what this did, that's my Starbucks here. So what this did was, I know what this did with Zoom, it relaxed telehealth laws for counselors.
Oh, that's, and doctors. Yeah. Because you know, I've had doctors.
Probably. Yeah. I can't speak for the real doctors, but
well, I bet it has because I've had diagnosis and
it's interesting. Yeah, I think so. Now that you think about it, because a lot of these other more broad-based men's medical option dealies that I hear about are doctors from God knows where and they're calling you. So yeah, so anywho, so that was an unseen blessing for many, is that they could work with people all over the world. And they could receive payment, and the payment would be electronic. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of counselors that won't set their foot in an office ever again. They are totally content. There's these companies, they'll get you the clients, they'll do the billing, they'll collect the insurance, and they'll give you an hourly fee. If you're okay with that hourly fee, then you can stay at home and you can just see clients at home. And I think that's a great option for some folks. You know,
our company is the same. When we, as we came through this and are coming through it still, we are coming out of it with another business model. And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now there'll be people that they're barking and pulling on the chain to get back out there in front of people. And they just go nuts when they do. But then there are some people that they're not doing it. They're going to be doing the virtual world. So they solved it. There was no manual on how to solve it.
Right. And then
they solved it.
And people started writing curriculum and doing video series, and people could buy directly video lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, and kind of go through some stuff, which I think is another fantastic element. And I know that's something that I should have done. I didn't do. Now, you know, people, you know, we need to get our own app for the show, and we might get our own app here. I'm looking into that. And I think that would be good. And people then could talk to us, send us messages, and perhaps enlist in some form of coaching with one of us. So I think that's a good idea. You know what I mean? I just like the idea of the app.
I like all that cool stuff.
I'm okay with the amount that I work. I mean, that's fine. That does sound kind of cool. And it's getting more mainstream now. It's more competitive. The rates are down. Before, to have an app, you'd have to pay thousands and thousands. Yeah. Now it's like, yeah.
When you're talking about staying busy, you know, I'll be finished tonight about 10:15 mm-hmm. with my last Zoom call. So this world for me has created a longer day, but it's okay. I welcome it because I am working from home. I'm going into the office tomorrow, but that's for actually.
What percent of your clientele or people you're talking to are from another country?
Probably 40%, 35 to 40%.
That's a game changer. 40% are from another country.
Yeah.
Not very many people can say. I mean, you can say that. I'm sure as heck not going to say that. I don't think I could ever. I mean, that's amazing. So, but I know it's the nature of that product and the dynamics and
where
the
products
are. I'm not. It shows you that you have to have a longer time. I used to get up early. I had some clients in India.
Yeah.
And it was either one way or the other. And it was really, my hat's off to you, but that just shows you that the changing landscape, a global economy, global customers and those things. So,
well, I'm just thankful that, you know, Bruce, having you talk about some of that, I think is good for our listeners. And I'm not real familiar with our base yet. I'm talking to some people that I want to get on the program, and I'll run by you some names and we can, maybe that we can promote them, but they're great people. And some of them are pretty well known. I'm working with them. So, I just think that the program that you have here, the concierge coaches, I think it's an excellent idea. And I think there's a lot of people that could benefit because they're talking in amongst them to be a part of our conversation. And I'm not bragging about you or me. We're just regular folks. But I'm going to tell you what, we're all regular folks.
Yeah. Look, I told you I actually did a crime show here on talk radio in 2014 with a ex-felon.
Yeah.
Notorious, the notorious Larry Levine. I got my exposure into LA Talk Radio there. And then once I went to coaching school and started with Cindy DeFerdinand, the first hostess of the, was she your coaching teacher, Wayne?
Yes.
So she's wonderful. And then I never looked back. As a matter of fact, I mean, I spoke to a UFC trainer who trains five or six pretty, they're going to be famous fighters. And I sent him over the invite, and I have some artwork, and I'm going to explain to you why the artwork looks the way it does, and we'll talk about that here on the phone later. Well, anyway, they see the words LA Talk Radio, and they think, wow. And then they see that it goes live, and then they go, wow. And then they see that it goes on Apple Podcast and iHeartRadio. They go, wow. Then they see that it's archived on LA Talk Radio, that they can pull up a link 24 hours. You know, they can send that link to their loved ones to the video. And then they can download the video. Thank you, Sam. Love you.
Yeah, I love you, Sam.
Download the video. They can download the video for free. The whole show. This whole show can be downloaded as an MP4 on your device for free in a few hours after the show.
Wow.
So this is a show that keeps on giving, man. You know? And for somebody to come on this show and to use their social media, tag it correctly, have hashtags and ads and put it out there on all the platforms, and then they can retweet and go back once it releases onto Apple Podcasts, they could get thousands of dollars worth of exposure to whatever it is they're talking about on this show. In conjunction, synergizing with their social media and SEO skills, whatever skills they may possess. So, yeah, you know, this is a good place to be right here.
Man, you got me. I could run out and climb a tree backwards. But when you talk about all the benefits of that, see, we have an app in our company that has that. It's called SMU, and it's a university.
Right.
So we upload stuff, and it can be download. You know, they can watch it 24/7. So that's boy. I mean, that I didn't know that. That's I'm learning about that. Thank you, Sam. That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I need to acclimate you more to where. I mean, yeah. You literally. This is like the promised land. You just don't know it.
Anyway,
just kidding. But we're on the show, we're delivering the goods, and I'll do some Bruce Cameron University, LA Talk Radio University with you, Wayne, and get you pulled up here. I'm living proof of it. And it's really interesting because, I love to hear what you say. I've had other co-hosts in the past. Shall I say that? I'll say that to protect the innocent. I've had at least three that I could think of. Cindy, two, three. So I've had four prior co-hosts. So at least one of those co-hosts didn't want, you know, to continue because they felt like they weren't getting the return on their investment. You know what I mean? I think they thought that being on this show, if you build it, they will come. If you're here, they'll come. Now, to some extent, that's true, right? To some extent. But you still got to do a few things, depending on what you're doing, right? You still got to do a few things in order to make the most of LA Talk Radio. You know what I mean? There's still a few more things that you could do. And so some of the folks that really, anyway.
Well, Bruce, you've heard the expression, we don't get all of our rewards on Earth.
Right. We don't.
No. And, you know, so when you invited me, I just jumped out of my chair. And here's the reason. If I could have an opportunity to talk with you and to be with you once a week.
Oh,
no. But now listen, and accomplish some people listening, and maybe one person sometimes will grasp hold, and we've helped them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not on this program. I didn't join it anyway. Now, if monetary assets come later, well, I'll sure open my door for it, but that's not why I joined.
Right. Good point. Good point. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I make enough money doing what I'm doing. But this is this you know what this is? This is giving part of my giving back. And in counseling and coaching, isn't that what we do? We give back. I mean, of course, our business, if we build a business around it, it commands an income, but we give back.
I'll say that probably, I'm going to go on record and hopefully within the next 10 weeks, 11 weeks, we should probably have double digit thousands of listeners.
That's great.
That there'll be new traffic because of the guests that are going to be on here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to drive traffic. They're going to drive traffic to the site and some other things. So hopefully to the show, at least to the episode that their friend is on, their guest is on. And that's fine. That's what it's about. So they can hear their friend, but that these guests are going to impart some pretty and very interesting things. And I'm going to go through that opportunity with these fighters. Make no mistake about it. So I mean, we could be laced up, no pun intended, with some fighters for quite a while. But you know what? If that's what they're bringing to me, then that's what we're going to do. And so, you know, even if we had an app, okay, and that app had every saying that you've accumulated, you know, like the I'm so low that a caterpillar with a top hat. And I know you didn't make those things up, but if you have these kind of Wayne-isms and Wayne stories, just to hear something, you know what I mean? Just to distract yourself. Cause you have so many.
it's fun. You know, I don't, it's always been a blessing for me to do that. I don't know how to explain it. But Bruce, your visual kind of left. But
it's coming back. It's coming back. I'm using my phone today, and some, you know, boy, somebody calls it, just train wrecks the train.
Not a problem. But I've got some like a president, CEO of a multi like hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and I've got some other people that I'm looking at, and I want to talk with you about. So you're right. You know, this program, I'm a hope. There you are. You're back. I just can't wait. I'm so, like I said, I am just excited, man. I tell you what.
That's what's going to bring energy to the show, because we're going to bring what comes to us organically. We're not out recruiting. We're not out manually shaking and baking for guests. We're not shaking and baking for revenue. We're not shaking and baking for sponsors. I mean, this is kind of, we are the architects of this hour, and whatever happens within reason. I mean, we're nice guys. We're taking clothes off and doing crazy stuff on the show. Yeah, this sounds a joke there, folks. Really. So let's I mean, like you said, I'm excited because, your experiences, your life experiences, just not to mention your sales training experiences. And you think of I'm going to say this, hopefully we'll get you in trouble, but I think there'd be tens of millions of dollars, if not more, that you've helped create.
Oh yeah,
companies. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, that's not bragging. That's it.
And it could be 100 million. It could be 100 million plus.
It's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions.
Okay. Yeah. So, folks, that's why you should listen to that guy with that bow tie, because I sure as heck have not produced 100 plus million of anything.
Well,
so
I do know I did learn through my career what PhD means in my business. You got it piled higher and deeper. And I used to have a business card where, you know, people say, well, you're playing golf with somebody that's pretty good. You can tell by the camel hair sweater they got on or some baloney like that. And so they'll say, so what do you do for a living? And, you know, I've always believed, and I told my son, I said, son, I said, I don't care what you do in life. Just do the best you can do and be the best at it.
So
if you're going to be a garbage man, be the best darn garbage man.
We got to get back. So I have a Bachelor of Science.
Yes. And I know what that is, too. That's a BS degree.
The BS. And then I got a Master of Science, and that's more shit.
Yeah, that's more of it than the other five.
Higher and deeper. So, yeah.
Well, listen, my business card finally read DDS. It said Wayne Fritz DDS. And I was never so proud. My mother was proud because most generally that means Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Yes.
So the guy said, when I gave him my card, he said, so you're a Doctor of Dental Surgery, huh? So you're a Doctor of Dental Surgery, huh? I said, no, I'm a door-to-door salesman. So... So you can have fun, whatever you do, it's up to you.
Yeah, there was a guy with a counselor with a Maryland license, and he called it MD license number 5267. Oh, he got his ass beat.
I bet he did.
But anyway, yeah, you gotta be careful. But
on the back it explained it. I was covered. On the back of my car, I was covered.
Oh my gosh, that is good. So well. But, you know, so there's plenty to be positive out there. You know, I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a choice. It's a choice. You want to have a good day, then you got to make some choices, right? If you want to think better thoughts, then make a choice today to think some better thoughts.
Yes. Well, you got that right.
Yeah.
Being alive, you've got that right. But success comes in two-letter words, no matter what we're doing. It comes in two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. Isn't that interesting? Even that's a simple thing.
Yeah.
So we want to – you got to make choices.
And I don't want to – how are we doing on our time? I know we're going to get theologically crossways for some people. And I'll say this, the Lord's going to do what the Lord's going to do. Make no mistake about it. But you still have to be willing and execute. You know, when they say it's a sanctified walk, it means you got to get up off your tail and walk. You know what I mean? This isn't just about justification and your fire insurance. It's about actually doing stuff. Anyway, I don't want to go back.
You're awesome. I love it.
But anyway, but yeah, man, so that's some fun times ahead. So yeah, folks, man, you can stay positive. You know, we're here. You can always contact us on our Facebook page. You know, Concierge Coaches, we have a Facebook page, and even Wayne's gonna get on there, start checking it once I give him the keys to the kingdom over there. You know, we're accessible. Through there, you know, concierge_coaches on Instagram. I'm at Cameron Coaches on Twitter. I got that all configured now as more of a coaching Twitter site at Cameron Coaches. Send me some DMs there. B Cameron 2 on Instagram as well. Send a DM there. And if you're lucky or unlucky enough to be one of my 5,000 on Facebook main, then send me a DM, send me a direct message there. So there's plenty of contact points and you know, websites have emails on them and stuff like that. So, and folks, Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Right now they can reach me at Wayne_515@yahoo.com. Love to hear from anybody. Even a comment would be great.
It'll be great.
Your input makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. Well, folks, that's a wrap for today here on the Concierge Coaches Show. We're going to have an exciting guest next week, God willing. Jim West from Sacramento, California is going to come on the show and give us some insights about what it's like to coach UFC fighters as well as deal with the, you know, professional fighting business side of it. Looking forward to that, and hopefully you'll come and check that out. So until then, have a great week and a blessed week. And we'll see you next time on the Concierge Coaches Show. Take care, everybody. See you.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz.